Rap's Resonances Abroad. There are many who decry the materialism, sexism, and for want of a better word, pimpism that pervades the most commercially successful forms of rap today. Those images and influences are powerful and are consumed by millions every day all across the nation and indeed around the world. But sometimes images and sounds get transmuted and changed when they enter new countries and different cultures. These art forms lend themselves to the new, but also take something in turn. Sometimes, in the name of the old, something new is created. And sometimes, what ails the old does not pass on to the new. Rap is today an international form of music and expression. It is heard in Central and Latin America, in Asia, in Africa. In Colombia today, in the city of Cali, the district of Agua Blanca, there is a rap crew which calls itself Ashanti. Now, if this name was mentioned among rap hip-hop heads in the U.S., images of a buxom big-butt beauty would arise. But although the name hails from a proud West African tribe that fought the British in colonial Ghana, nothing in her music nor her visuals gives one an inkling of this link. In Colombia, where there are many Afro-Latinos who recall their West African origins, the name Ashanti is part of its proud, now globalized, black identity that draws from Bob Marley as well as Nelson Mandela. Their music is a part of a project of proud black identity and anti-racism in Colombia. Of course, as in every country, there are various forms of music. In Colombia, as in other Latin American countries, Afro-Latinos use music as a form of identity, and often that music has strong African roots. And this music is looked down upon by the middle classes. Part of this, of course, is the power of African-American culture, sold through American global corporate networks all around the world. Part of it also is the ability of music to permeate different cultures and classes, to create new ways of seeing and being in the world. What is seen as outrage today becomes mainstream tomorrow. There are changes to come, as it must be and has been, in every successive generation. May they come quickly. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.